Hello, children. Well, we are in Genesis chapter 20. And last time we looked at this King Abimelech, and how he had seen Sarah when Abram and Sarah had come to his country. And he thought that Sarah was Abram's sister, because that's what Abraham said. And that's what Sarah had said too, but then we found out that they had lied. And so God is speaking to this king, and he's saying, okay, now you give back Sarah, because she can't be your wife. She's already someone's wife. And so Abimelech got up early, in the morning, and he told all his servants, and the men were very much afraid, the men of his country. And he calls Abram and says, what have you done to us? How have I offended you that you brought on my kingdom such a great sin? You have done things to me. None of this should have happened. And so Abimelech asks Abram, why did you lie to me? And Abram said, because I thought, surely the fear of God, nobody believes in God here in this place, and they're going to kill me and take my wife. And so he figured, well, you know what? It's the best thing to do is just let's everywhere we go, we'll just say that I'm the brother, she's the sister, and we will avoid problems. Well, that was their way of fixing, so to speak, a problem, giving solution to a problem that first didn't exist necessarily, but it was completely a lack of trust in God. Rather than say, Lord, you protect us wherever we go on our trip, they figured they had a good plan to stay out of trouble. And in the end, they hurt other people, or almost did. And because God was kind and gracious to Abimelech, and he knew that his heart was clean, he made sure that nothing happened. So Abimelech then gave Abram and Sarah a bunch of gifts and, you know, tell them, do whatever you want. You're free to move around. And he gave even Sarah a big, huge gift of money. And then it was all settled that way. And the Bible says that Abram prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and all of his servants. And they began to have children. Whoa, what does that mean? Well, it means that the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abram's wife. In other words, God had not allowed them to have any more babies. You know what that means for a country who stops having babies? It means the country will die. If there's no babies, there's no children. If there's no children, there's no young people. If there's no young people, nobody gets married. And if nobody gets married, nobody has babies, etc., etc. You can understand that, right? So that was a death sentence for the country because of, you know, what they had done, even though they had been ignorant. They didn't know. You know, it was all because Abram and Sarah had lied. It's never, ever right to lie. Sometimes we lie to stay out of trouble, but in the end, more trouble comes. We have to be very careful that we keep our words true and stay away from lying, because lying always makes things worse. And this was a huge mess that almost became a tragedy, a disaster, if God hadn't, intervened and shown his mercy to this king. And also, I think he was teaching Abraham a lesson. Hey, you don't need to try to fix things your own way. No, you let me take care of things. You be truthful. You be honest. And yeah, that's the best way to live. So that's the main lesson to this sort of odd story about Abraham and Abimelech. Okay, goodbye.